Hi, you guys. It's Caroline Stephen, financial journalist. 2 weeks ago, a pioneer of the Australian stock market died. Dawn Bolton Smith, aged 87. Dawn was the matriarch of technical analysis in Australia. With a career spanning 50 years, she was the very first technical analyst to be employed by the Australian Stock Exchange, and she went on to help establish the futures market in Australia. 3 years ago, Louise Bedford asked me to interview Dawn for Talking Trading. Louise described Dawn to me as share trading royalty. And as life would have it, Dawn ended up living around the corner from me. And when I first went to her house to interview her, we had an instant connection and became good friends. Dawn and I would sit for hours in front of her charts, pointing to resistance lines, directional movements, and price actions for the day. Technical analysis was her living, breathing passion. She would sit all day surrounded by her computer screens and her enormous hand-drawn charts and be happy as a lark. Her favourite stories included how the CEO of J&J North Stockbrokers, whom she worked with for a while, would come into her office every morning and ask, "What's good buying today, Crystal?" And with pride, she would tell me that she had 5 full-time assistants and an office almost as big as the CEO's. Dawn was charting every day, right up until she went into hospital for the final few months. And even in her final week, she had share charts in her hospital drawers, a copy of the XJO on her hospital table, and share market friends who would call her every night to discuss the day's action. Even 2 days into morphine, the extent of her market passion shone through when I was sitting beside her hospital bed with her adopted son, Chris White, discussing the markets. Dawn opened her eyes, swung her neck around to look at me, and peered intently with alert interest for the entire conversation until we changed the topic and she went back to sleep again. All of Dawn's good and long-lasting friendships she made through technical analysis. It was with great pride to me that the last few months of Dawn's life, I was there every day with her other beloved friends to provide support, comfort and care. Our friendship was a joy in my life, and I will miss her very much. She always used to say to me, "Caroline, a person who can read charts is the most independent person in the world. You must learn to read charts." Today's episode of Talking Trading is a tribute to Dawn and her work in technical analysis. 6 weeks before she died, I recorded some final quotes with her in the hospital. Louise Bedford gives her tribute to Dawn. And finally, we play some of the highlights of our original interview when I first met Dawn 3 years ago and our friendship started. Dawn, this episode is for you. So Dawn, we're sitting here and you have a chart of the XJO right next to you. In your office, you're surrounded by enormous hand-drawn charts. The markets have been such a passion of yours for over 50 years.
Well, it's been a very interesting passion over 50 years. I've taught a lot of people. I've helped a lot of people.
How old are you now?
87.
And you're still charting the markets?
Oh, yes, indeed. If you can learn to read charts, you are the most independent person in the world because he or she doesn't have to rely on other people. If you buy a bull, buy a young one. Most traders tend to do the opposite. Price is your leading indicator. All other indicators are good, but they are lagging. The best way to visualize chart patterns is by point and figure charts, which are in fact the oldest form of charting in the world. If anyone wants to develop a passion in life, well, then I think they should take up charting. Where there is a boom, there is always a bust. If you read the word boom, you know there's a bust just around the corner.
Dawny, tell us the most incredible and exhilarating experience you had as a chartist in your 50-year career?
I think it was identifying the 1974 share crash, which I called with the bottom within 4 points. That experience made me feel like Hillary on Everest. Share trading is harder than you think. Most traders are influenced by what other people say, read in the newspapers. They should be paying attention to their own charts. Louise Bedford has been an inspiration to me for many years. I love her writing, and she has so much wisdom and experience that she passes on to other traders.
It's with so much sadness that we honour the passing of a great lady and a great technical analyst. Dawn Bolton Smith had an inner core of strength, and she was so supportive for traders who showed grit. She helped me see further because she led the way. We wrote for the same magazine for a decade and a half, Your Trading Edge, and I'd always get a secret buzz when she mentioned my name in her column. We presented at the same events, and frankly, I was a bit taken aback by her dry wit, but her ability to hold the attention of the audience was legendary. She was a queen to them. She was a groundbreaker, a leader, and never too busy to answer everyone's questions at the end of every presentation. For many years running, when the magazine that we both wrote for ran their surveys, Dawn and I would be in the top three columnists by popularity. Our little rivalry over this was fun, and having a female peer in the industry just felt so warm and welcoming. For a very long time there, before the next female traders popped up their hands to carry the baton, it was just me, Dawn, and Regina Miani, who some of you might know is another author. We were the only female presenters for a very long time for the ATAA. I was always encouraged by Dawn's presence and her bravery, and in a sea of suits, we would be the only spot of colour. Now there are thousands of female traders that have followed in our footsteps. One of my greatest pleasures was introducing Caroline Stephen, our very own host of Talking Trading, to Dawn, and to watch their friendship bloom. Caroline was with her right until the end, caring for her, visiting her in hospital, and just present in every way. She was Dawn's spot of colour as the final curtain closed on Dawn's life. My final conversation with Dawn was so caring. We even cracked a little joke when she told me that she couldn't really believe that she was trending down with her health so badly and that she was hoping for a V reversal on heavy volume. Traders, hey, applying trading lessons right until the end. Caroline recently wrote in an email to me about my support for her role in Talking Trading. Caroline said to me, "Thank you for being in my life, for being a mentor, a great strength, a great supporter, and a great role model." But I could say the same about Dawn. Without Dawn breaking down the barriers, it's possible I wouldn't have had the confidence to stride forward. We'll miss you, Dawn.
And now here are some highlights of the original interview I did with Dawn 3 years ago when I first met her and we became friends.
Talking to the beautiful Dawn, have your methods changed over the years trading?
Well, basically I use much the same technical tools as I did when I started out, and I still find that the basic charts are the best and the simplest to analyse. In recent years, they've devised all these wonderful technical trading systems, MACDs, RSIs, stochastics. They're okay, but they're lagging. The price is your leading indicator. I think there's a whole generation addicted now to indicators, think they can do everything with indicators. And sometimes just a simple line chart will tell you the story.
You're very much into moving averages. Tell us why.
I learnt moving averages, especially the 5, 15 and 30.
Which Dawn uses with different coloured pencils.
Oh, yes, it has to be the right colour, green for go, and red and blue. If you use those colours consistently, you know where you are in the market. They tell you a story. In fact, the 30 moving average is the most one of the most powerful tools that we can use for trending markets.
Now, Dawn is trading royalty in Australia. In such a male-dominated industry, how did you find being a woman?
Well, they had to accept me because I was right most of the time.
Did you receive any flack?
Oh, yes, at times.
What did you do?
Ignored it.
How have the markets impacted your life?
Learning about the stock market changed the whole course of my life. And I started doing that in 1961 and went along to the Mossman Evening College.
Which is just around the corner from where we're sitting right now.
And really that was the turning point, and we were the actual pioneers of the charting in Australia.
And you still look at the charts every single day, twice a day, don't you?
Oh, more than twice a day, the whole day.
Three pieces of advice for our traders.
Well, I'd say basically I've always said to people, if you're going to trade or invest in the market, you buy a bull market and learn to read charts. That's the most successful way that I know.
Is it a passion or an addiction, being in the markets?
Both.
What characteristics do people need to succeed in the markets? What do they need to develop in themselves?
Oh, I think you've just got to learn to understand what the markets are all about. You know, read the right books. Don't be too influenced by the fundamentals, because they're mostly hindsight anyhow. The best part about really being able to chart well is to be able to see what's going to happen before it does. Mm. Most of what you read in the financial press is hindsight. It's what happened yesterday. We as traders wanted to know what's going to happen today.
And you have predicted all the major highs and lows in the Australian market, haven't you?
Yes, I have. The greatest one, of course, was the 74 crash, which is still the biggest crash in our stock market history. It was quite devastating, and we've had other crashes too since 1987, that was a big one, and the more recent one, the 09 one, another big one. They all say it was a global financial crisis, but my charts, and especially when I was writing for the Trading Edge, foretold that we had a top in the market, and I gave a sell signal at the beginning of 08.
Did anyone listen to you?
I hope so.
Dawn then summed up her view of the market by quoting her friend Harry D. Schultz.
To the millions of soulmate investors and traders who are magnetically attracted to the stock market, thinking it's not so tough, even if not downright easy, and then stay on, even after they learn it's the toughest business in the world, because then they're hooked by its excitement, opportunity, enigma, and above all, its fabulous challenge to brain, body, and emotion.
I then asked Dawn what was the worst loss she'd experienced in the markets.
We both had a similar experience with the gold market in Hong Kong. We were both long the futures, and they had a sell-off on a Saturday morning in Hong Kong itself on the gold, and we both lost heavily on it. It took me three weeks to get over it.
Has that been your worst loss?
Yes, that was my worst loss. There's a lot to be gained from experience, because you know what it feels like to be a real loser at the time.
How did you get over it?
I did. Time took care of it, yes. You've got to get your equilibrium back after a crash.
Then Dawn told me a good win she'd had in the markets with gold.
The top in 1980, I had a futures position then. The day it went to $850. I decided to sell at $840 because I wanted to get the early ferry. Had I have stayed another 10, 15 minutes, I would have got the top, but I was doing
only Dawn.
Doing it with a chart. But the interesting part was it closed $220 down the next day, and it took 30 years for that price to be exceeded again.
So tell us about the instruments you trade. What are your favourites?
Oh, I think the SPY, that's the futures market of the XJO, that's our leading indicator, and the gold, yes, gold. But mostly, those two probably. And always with a stop loss.
She told me more highlights of her career in predicting the nickel boom.
My chart foretold the start of the nickel boom in 1985, I think it was, with Western Mining. I used to monitor a chap, Clapton Howden's portfolio. He had 500,000 and it was in a big triangle, and I used to think, oh, this is a bit of a waste of time. And then all of a sudden I saw 10 times the normal volume come in, and that was the start of nickel boom. And I think it was about $4 then, and it went to $88. That was in about 1968. In 69 we had the most famous run of the lot for the Poseidon nickel boom. Poseidon went to $288 and it finally went off the board at 30 cents.
You predicted it?
Well, I trended it, yes. No, I've still got one of the original charts in one of my drawers.
And then finally, as the trailblazer who brought charting to Australia, Dawn told me how she felt about the charts.
There comes a time when you'll know what to do. You won't know why you know, but you'll do it. It's just the insight that just looking at a beautiful chart. Mm. In fact, one English stockbroker laughed with me once, and he said that I described a chart as if it was a beautiful work of art. And I said, well, it is to me.
Dawn, we loved you and we will miss you. You are a pioneer chartist. Your passion shines through. Rest in peace.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.